Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Papa Stroh.
Hello, hello.
Here with us.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Absolutely. Yes. Todd, are you here with us?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Dave Atwell, are you here with us?
I am all here.
Dave.
Neck down.
Stephen. Dave.
Stephen Chapman.
Hey.
Todd,
I'm here.
Stephen.
All right. Stephen, you're here.
All right.
Yes. Alex.
Alex will be popping on in a moment, but we made it.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, everybody. I had to end the show, do a quick restart, and get back in here, so it's good to have everybody. All right, Stephen, would you continue where we were, and we will continue enjoying ourselves because we were having a pretty darn good time.
Okay, well, let me talk a little bit more about the bribes.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Okay, bribes are generally they're always something cheap. I mean, nobody wants anybody to be out a lot of money or effort in a bribe. Something that's quite common are cookies. Sometimes
cookies.
Sometimes just a joke is offered as a bribe, or a song as a bribe, or a dance. I've seen all kinds of things offered as bribes, and they're all taken into consideration by the judges and ranked as part of the scoring process for Splendid Teapot Racing.
Nice.
I've seen money be offered, but that's really not, that's pretty lowbrow.
But it has to be coppers.
Nice.
I mean, that would be the point of the time frame, coppers.
I guess it's better than cutting the grass, right? Cutting the grass.
So sometimes during the event, while the judges are scoring the sheets after the last competitor has completed their run, the judges need to work on the side a little bit, so which leaves some time, and we'll do something impromptu like a drag race, with the only thing would be bragging rights at the end of the drag race. In New Zealand, they've come up with some little time waster events like pushing sheep into pens with the little stuffed toy sheep into pens with the with your
nice.
Your racer. Sheep are
well,
very common in New Zealand.
Do the sheep answer back, Dad?
Oh, wow.
So I understand in Australia, in Florida, sometimes they'll use plastic alligators, and herd those.
Louisiana, too, I suspect.
All right. Well, now, Stephen, this is John. I've got a question for you. About how many people would you say annually participate in the United States in Splendid Teapot Racing?
Oh, it would be well over 100, but I'm sure it's less than 500.
Mm. Okay, well that's so, worldwide. What would you estimate?
A typical event, you'll have anywhere from 10 to 20 competitors, and that pretty much takes up the time that's allowed by a venue. Because if you're looking at 3 minutes per competitor, then the time to score and just the time that you lose for setup and various things like that, events sometimes allow only as little as an hour for a Splendid Teapot Racing event, or they'll allow 2 hours. I like the longer ones because you can just have more fun.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
Let me ask you a question about that, the track and the course itself. You had described some of the way it's designed and stuff. Now, are they always like single racer at a time, or do they have pseudo like a delayed start, like a minute between each starter, that kind of thing? Or are there multiple races on the track?
It's always just one car at a time, because sometimes the car will, Splendid Racing Teapot will run into trouble, turnover or come apart and need some immediate repairs on the track. And so if you had another vehicle on the course, it would become problematic since you're trying to score each vehicle based on time. But that's one aspect.
They haven't decided things where we can do kind of like heats, if you will. Is that a concept that's coming, or, we might be able to make a multi-car course?
I doubt it. I doubt it, because some racers will finish the course in under 30 seconds, and a lot of them require the full 3 minutes and still don't quite finish the course. So with that kind of variance, I don't see us ever having multiple vehicles on the course.
And, there are the cases, too. I've seen a couple of racers that they just accept, hey, I'm not good at driving remote-controlled cars. So they cause as much carnage as they can, and then you still got to clean all that up.
Yes.
Yes, that has happened, yes.
Would there be a possibility
that falls firmly into vexing the...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Do you think there will be a possibility of teapot drones in the future?
Well, I think
I'll
find out.
I think you better come to Steampunk Mid Atlantic and check that out. You just watch.
And drones are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So
cheap plug.
they're getting to be $168 free shipping at Amazon Prime, and we'll leave it at that. Okay.
Teapot drones. That'd be amazing.
We'll see what can happen.
We're gonna have to come up with a.
Do what?
Yeah, we're gonna have to come up with a different kind of course.
Right.
Well, one of the obstacles is one of the judges is gonna have to be flown around. We'll have to fly around the judge. We'll talk about it. We got some ideas, and we'll talk about it Saturday before we
just
launch
say
this
no,
thing.
John. Just say no, please.
Just say no. Oh, but then we also should be flying around an actor, wrestler, commentator, host. We'll see about that. We'll see if we can get any.
By God, if they can pick me up, by God, God bless them.
Well, I'm going to fly around you. We'll see if we can circle around you, but we'll discuss that. We'll get get all the okays from everybody before we do anything. But yeah, it should be fun. Stephen, the other question I had is, steampunk I don't want to say up and coming. It's been around for 200 years, since Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein, I think. And how many countries, or how widespread is the steampunk movement? Where all would you say it is?
I don't know that there's. I have steampunk friends from South Africa and Russia and Korea and Thailand and Facebook has just allowed this thing to totally blow up, and the sharing that happens between steampunks globally is. It's just awesome.
I think that's great. And I did want to, since I did open my mouth and mention Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, we are going to have a birthday cake for the monster himself at 2 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. So
don't forget the bolt in the head.
No bolts in the head, but we will have cake and we will.
Oh,
have
man.
Tea. So everybody needs to be sure to join us, especially for that. You know, we'll cut the cake and sing happy birthday to Frank and Mary Shelley, and we'll even have a poster for him. That'll be around the bar area. But then, of course, if anybody wants a libation, if they want a glass of wine or whatever, they can get one. We are going to sing.
You know what Frankenstein's favorite hot dog is? Frankfurter.
You what? Oh.
That's Frankenstein's favorite hot dog. Frankfurter.
You're exactly right, Papa. Yeah, we're going to be doing that. Now, you've given us a good overview of Splendid Teapot Racing. Alex, you are, among other things, a leather worker and maker of fine leather goods. I know Papa Stroh has a custom Alex Baker hat, and so does Dorothy. What all are you going to be bringing to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic?
Well, I'm still finishing and putting the final touches on the prizes that are being given away for the costume contest. All
That's good.
Custom leather work done by Aether House Cosplay.
Awesome.
I've got two other things to be debuting. Both of them are hush-hush, even 2 days before. We don't want to spoil the fun with them. They are
awesome.
Both wonderful little steampunk marvels and treats. Not so much leather working on them, but, you know, finally got to go back in my garage and, you know, break out all my woodworking tools and deliver something amazing yet again. Trying to, at least.
That's great. We certainly appreciate that. And that's wonderful. Now, are you going to bring everyone's favorite telephone booth?
I am. And it's a police box, remember. I don't have enough glass, not enough money in the budget to get that much glass to build a phone booth.
Gotcha.
But,
you know what I mean, the TARDIS.
Don't let Superman try to change clothes in there either.
But,
yeah,
yes, the TARDIS will be there. This will actually be one of its last runs in its current state, so it is hitting that point where we've done some assessment on it, and it's about time to, you know, break out the Gallifreyan textbooks and figure out how to fix it properly. So
awesome.
That's going to be one of its last chance to get pictures with it in its current state.
Find a way to raffle it off, just saying. Make a little money and make people think they got something. Let them figure out how to take it home.
Yeah,
oh, I still need parts.
As Steven says, bribe the judges. Grease the palm.
I like that. Heck, let's definitely bribe some judges and all that. Well, it's the one thing I did want to mention. I want to take a 1 minute break and discuss some of the folks that will be at Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. We got some really neat people coming. First of all, if I can, we've got a fine new writer. He's coming, and they will be there from Camden, South Carolina. We will have, of course, Lewis Small Jr., one of the finest comic book artists around. You know, up there in the realm of Greg Bo Watson and some of those fine artists in Charlotte. So Lewis Small Jr. will be there along with his buddy Dave Sorensen. We will also have an up and coming artist, Devin King, who also does woodworking. He will be there. So we're going to have some really neat folks coming to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. I will, of course, be there with my Lizard Man coloring books, if anybody wants a Lizard Man coloring
book.
No,
not you.
We will,
not Lizard
yeah,
Man.
Me. Yeah, I'll have Lizard Man coloring books. But then we've got something else.
With
really
Crayola.
Neat.
Nice.
With Crayola. Well,
right. I'm glad I'm not there because, you know, the old Marine in me would be eat the crayons.
Yeah. Don't spike the crayons in the lizard juice.
We'll have
good Lord.
Juice. I'm bringing the lizard juice. We'll have that. But then we've also got, we've got a wide assortment of books from Quail Ridge Books. We're going to have steampunk books. We're going to have books on horror. We will, of course, since we're celebrating horror, and on our poster, we have Morticia and Gomez Adams thanks.
Nice.
To a little
good
bit
stuff.
Of, yeah, thanks to a little bit of work and research and pre-planning, we will be selling Venus flytrap plants. And you'll be able to go see our buddy.
I hope those
Anthony
Venus flytraps aren't open. Zip those things.
Oh, heck yeah. We're going to have them there. And Anthony Dowling from Eno River Media will be manning that table. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have owls back again from the Raptor Center.
Owls.
And Steve Stone. They were a lot of fun last time. So, you know, that's just kind of a sample. Will Williams is going to be there. He's going to be there hanging out with us. And
great guy.
Some other good artists, good writers, Papa Stroke or Stephen Chapman, Alex Baker, Brett King is going to be there. Brett's always a lot of fun. He's going to be delivering a talk. Stephen is going to be talking. Alex will be talking. Papa Stroke, I hope you will be talking. We've got a talk by Mark Cares. He is a chef, and he is going to be the steampunk gourmet. And
nice.
Talk about
I'm digging it.
Yeah,
I'm placing my order right now.
Well, you can place your order at 3 p.m. on Saturday. That's when he will
fantastic.
Be. Fantastic. Yeah, it is. So yeah, we got a great program. Now
I want the teapot special.
Better be careful, Papa Scrow. We might try to work it out for you. But
hey,
you
know what teapots wear at a tea party, don't you?
What?
You know what teapots wear at a tea party?
No.
T-shirts. They wear t-shirts. Teapots wear t-shirts at a tea party.
They sure do. Yeah. I'll bet they do. And in keeping with the horror and the supernatural theme that we've got, I'm on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be introducing everybody to a brand new ghost down here in Myrtle Beach at Pauly's Island. The patron saint ghost, the romantic, is Alice Flagg, Alice of the Hermitage. Well, we have come across a new ghost, and that is from Camden, South Carolina. That is Agnes of Glasgow, and we got done some research, and but we reached a point where we couldn't go any farther. So what I have done is I have asked two friends who are well-known psychics to help give me more information about Alice of Glasgow. And I'm going to be filling in everyone about that so we can learn more about this young lady who is the patron saint romantic ghost of Camden, South Carolina, historic Camden, the third oldest town in South Carolina. So that should be quite interesting. Followed by, of course, Splendid Teapot Racing at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So
and putting the sheet over your stuff, it doesn't count, folks. That's a ghost.
Pardon?
Putting the sheet over yourself doesn't count, right? As a ghost, that'd be a little more creative than that, right?
You're right. You have to be a little more creative with that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now I'm going to ask, since we have two great steampunkers, Stephen, is that an okay word? Can I call you a steampunker?
I prefer just steampunk.
A steampunk gentleman. How about that?
Steampunk. Capital letter. Steampunk.
Yeah, I'm a steampunk.
There you
okay.
go.
Well,
that's just a personal thing.
Okay, so we got two.
No,
we've got two steampunk gentlemen. I'll use that. That's the best grammar I can come up with right now. First of all, Alex, I would like for you to tell us one of the more interesting steampunk stories that you've had going to conventions, and then the same thing with Stephen, because this will let everybody know how much fun it can be. So I'm going to start with you, Alex. Tell us one of the most interesting, unusual, and fun things that has happened to you at a steampunk convention.
Whoa, that is a good one, because they're... I was hitting conventions probably every other weekend to almost every weekend for 4 months in a row for almost three years in a row now. And I want to say the best one was when I was helping with the Visions of Future Past up in Hampton. When I was helping running that thing, I would do ground crew. And I would go, it was the same weekend as the Blackbeard Pyro Festival up in Hampton, which is the huge, you know, pyro festival for the East Coast, one of the top five. And I think the best thing that ever happened to me with it, I was out there in my pirate garb, very clearly steampunk, you know, going through the pirate encampment, and you had a bunch of historically dressed pirates start singing Abney Park's Airship Pirate to me. And that just was just such a great little warm, fuzzy feeling that it's like, oh, hey, I know I'm doing the exact thing that, you know, steampunkers are famous for, crashing your historical stuff, and you're giving me the praise of being a steampunk pirate. I don't know. That was probably my favorite moment.
That's awesome.
That's part of that cosplay love, dude. That's very cool.
And that one's at a toss-up. There's one other thing that does tie for my best steampunk thing to happen to me. So last year, I was actually 2016, I was approached at Visions again, this time by two people from NASA, Wangley NASA, you know, our Air and Space, and they said, hey, we want to do a maker fair later this year or next spring. We want someone steampunk there. And I said, sure, sign me up. And, you know, the following spring, the last March, you know, I was sitting at the NASA gate getting my visitor badge to come on, sit in the lunchroom full of actual literal rocket scientists and give a big PowerPoint on what steampunk was and what it is we do. And
pretty cool.
You know, that's, between those two things, it's like, you know, I don't know which one I like more, you know. Here are people that have master's degrees and actually know how to build the stuff we dream of. And here I am explaining it to them. Or, you know, getting recognized by pirates for crashing their history, their history time.
Those are both pretty ridiculous stories, man.
That's pretty cool.
Now, Stephen Chapman, you got a story for us?
Sure. I was up at the Steampunk Exposition in Cincinnati, and I just happened to be in the right place in the right time, and ended up going to dinner with K.W. Jeter, the author who actually coined the word steampunk.
Wow.
And he was the most unassuming and friendly person, you know. But I was a bit starstruck, I've got to say. But it was just so much fun. And then the next day during one of his panels, I make props. I make a lot of weapon props. And one of my favorites was made from a clarinet. I call it the clarifier. And it just so happens that K.W. Jeter was a clarinet player. So
nice.
He came into the audience and took this weapon from me, and then proceeded to walk around with it for over half the panel, you know, just playing with it. And so that was I got to say, that's my favorite moment.
That's pretty solid.
That's really cool.
Well, what I want to say is we're going to have some great people at Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. Papa Stroh, we're looking forward to having you there. Stephen Chapman, Alex Baker, it's going to be a blast. And it's about...
Oh, by the way, I will have signed copies of my book there.
Really?
If anybody's interested, yes. The Stonehenge Drift. Yes.
Stonehenge Drift, okay.
Well, that's great. We will. I look forward to having a chance to talk steampunk with you, Stephen, and Alex, and Papa Stroh. We'll talk about all cool stuff that we talk about, and we will miss Dave, and we will miss Todd. But Papa Stroh, will you do a couple of Facebook Lives so everybody can see the fun we're having?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I mean, yeah, definitely going to give the public a bird's eye view of this weekend's Steampunk Mid-Atlantic from my eyes, if you will. So it'd be a great pleasure to show the world where we're all going down with Steampunk Mid-Atlantic and being with all you wonderful, talented people. So it's going to be great. I know a personal steampunk story for myself. When I was younger, I used to go to parties for the kids, and I used to dress up as James T. West from Wild Wild West. I was a big Robert Conrad fan. And,
oh, absolutely.
I did the whole James T. West look with the Wild Wild West with the steampunk, and I had a couple kids with me that dressed like Artemis Gordon and and all that. So yeah, it was always a good time.
That was a good story. So let's do this. We'll go around and do our plugs, and then I'll catch the boardwalk and make a living so that I can make it up to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic tomorrow. In terms of plugs, let's start with Todd. What you got to plug this week?
I'm not going to plug what's going on with the life. It's one of those it's one of those moments. But you guys are what I need. You guys are in the right place, right time. Gentlemen, Steve and Alex, thank you for being here. I'm just grateful for you all. You all are what I need right now at this moment, so thank you.
You're welcome, sir. We're always glad to have you. You're a wonderful Comic-Con star. Mr. Dave Atwell, are you around?
Yeah, I apologize for my silence as I was navigating my way through another fantastic night at the workplace and just now able to get in and get in on the show where I could concentrate. And so my apologies for being in but out. But no, for my little plug this week will be to the White Oak graduating class of 1988. As all us old folks get together this weekend and do our 30-year reunion. So looking forward to seeing everybody. There's a lot of people that I haven't seen since graduation. So looking forward to it. Ought to be a good time. And just wishing everybody some safe travels if they're heading this way. And looking forward to seeing everybody.
Well, that sounds just fantastic. Now, how about Alex Baker? What have you got to plug?
Oh, I don't actually have too much to plug. I'm actually working hard away at my shop right now. So it's been I'm going to have some nice new fun stuff. One of the things I'm bringing, I've never seen anything like it. I've talked to some very close confidants that I trust to keep their secrecy of it, that this will truly be a one-of-a-kind steampunk invention that's never been seen before. So, let's see what magic I can bring.
Stephen Chapman, what do you have to plug? You got anything exciting? I know you have lots of exciting things. So what have you got to plug with us tonight?
Well, I tell you, this is going to be the largest display that I think I've ever had at any steampunk event. Of my weapons props, I'm bringing pretty much the whole armory, and I'll have it spread out on my tables, and I just love to talk about the way that I do the fits and finishes and what adhesives and paints and materials and methods and if you want to know how something was put together, just ask me. I love to talk about it.
Well, that'll be great. We look forward to having you there, of course, with Alex as well. And, of course, Papa Stro plug time. We are looking forward to having you. What you got to plug, Papa?
Well, aside from being with you all at the Steampunk Mid-Atlantic this weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Ramada Blue Ridge Hotel, it's going to be an honor and a pleasure to be with you all and see all the great people there in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tomorrow, actually, will be the San Diego Comic-Con will be dropping off the full-length 5-minute trailer for the new season of The Walking Dead. A teaser just been dropped off today, actually, which I've got it posted on my Facebook. So the Walking Dead fans are definitely looking forward to the full-length trailer for tomorrow's release from the San Diego Comic-Con, which as soon as it's released on the social media, I'll be posting it. I have a YouTube channel now. Check it out myself on YouTube at Stro Maestro. That's the name of the YouTube channel. And direct URL for that is youtube.com/C/StroMaestro. And my official website, is, of course, is thestro.com for the latest TV, wrestling, and film. And be sure to check out the Dust series where I'm starring as the Chief on the Facebook. Check out all the episodes of Season 2 at facebook.com/Dust series. And looking forward to Steamboat Mid-Atlantic this weekend. Seeing everybody.
Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you. And I'll say I'm looking forward to, first of all, seeing the crowd, seeing all friends, making some new friends. And I look forward to introducing everyone to our new romantic ghost, Agnes of Glasgow. She'll be pretty exciting and interesting. And we, of course, look forward to seeing Dorothy there tomorrow. And so I think it'll be great. So I want to say thanks to everyone for being on Comic-Con Stars tonight. We'll have another exciting program next week. And we'll see everybody 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Also, come by the bar area 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Ramada Inn, Blue Ridge Road, if you have a chance. I think Brett King's going to be there. Papa Stro and I will be around. Some other folks will be there, and we'll just be there greeting everybody. And you can see our fly traps. So, look, we'll see everybody. Thanks so much for being on Comic-Con Stars. We'll see you next week. And have a good one, Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, this weekend. Check it out. Take care. Au revoir.
All right, good night, everybody.
Thanks, group. Night, gang.
Good night, everyone.